Yeah. And Shmuel says, no, in a case like here where we have to say Pitikra on all four sides, then we don't say Pitikra, and therefore it's also to carry underneath the porch. Yeah. Now the Moras HaKasha, the Rav, Alibu de Rabbi Meir, Rav Shita, according to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, that he holds the Gagin HaShovin, if you have the roofs that are at equal level, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. And according to Rav before we had, that according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to carry all around the roof, not only Dal Damas like Shmuel said, but according to Rav, you're allowed to carry completely all around the roofs. Is Letalto Migag Lechotzer? Why, according to Rabbi Meir, can't you carry from a roof into a chotzer? Like, what should be wrong? They're both like a Rishus HaYochid. Either belong to different people, but Rabbi Meir does not from that svara, since they belong to two different people, is different. Because Rabbi Meir says, from one roof to another roof, you are allowed to carry. So we see, even though it belongs to different people, but since it's not called the Dira, that people live there, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. So why can't you carry from a roof to a chotzer? And for the Gemara, Gzeira Mishon Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that really it should be mutter, but like we had before, his Gzeir is, according to Rav Meir, you're not allowed to carry any time from one Rishus to another Rishus that's 10 Tfachim higher. Because as a Gzeira, maybe in the middle of Rishus Arabim, you'll pick up an apple and put it down on top of a platform that's Yud Tfachim high, Rochav Dalad by Dalad, which is called the Rishus HaYochid. So his Gzeira is that at no point, even in your own backyard, if you have a complete Rishus HaYochid, and in the middle of Rishus HaYochid, you have an Omud, a platform there, that's Yud Tfachim high, you're not allowed to pick up from the floor and put some down on the platform. That's Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Avdim is Gzeira, that according to Rabbi Meir, you're never allowed to pick up anything from one Rishus to another thing that's higher, Yud Tfachim. That's why Rabbi Meir says in our Mishnah, you can't carry from one roof to another roof if the second roof is higher, Yud Tfachim, or lower, Yud Tfachim. Because you have this Gzeira, maybe you come to carry in the Rishus HaRabim from the floor and put it down on an Omud, which is a Rishus HaYochid. So because of that Gzeira, you can never carry from a roof into a Chotzer. Because the roof is always 10 Tfachim high, and the Chotzer is lower, it's also to carry from something higher to something lower. For the Gemara, another Kash now. Ushmuel Aliba de Rabbonin. Now Shmuel Shita, according to Rabbonin, is the Chur Netalta Migag Lekarfif. That Shmuel says, according to Rabbonin, if the top of the roof is more than the base of Sayim, you're not allowed to carry there more than Dal Damas. So Kumta says, the top of the roof has a din like a Karmelis. So according to Shmuel, why can't you carry from Netalta Migag Lekarfif? Why can't you carry from the Gag into the Karfif? They both have the same halacha, the Chur like a Karmelis. A Karfif also in the case where it's more than a base of Sayim. It should be mutter to carry, even according to the Chachamim. And the Kasher is, like we'll soon see later, we say Chloretz Osir, according to Chachamim. So according to Shmuel, why is it awesome? And for the Gemara, Omar Rova Bar Ulog, Zera Shema Yivchay Sagag, we're afraid maybe the Gag, the roof like, will cave in, and even on the bottom of the house, also they make it smaller. So therefore, the roof now will become less than the base of Sayim, will be less than 70 yamas or 70 yamas. Now, in the case where the roof is less than 70 yamas, it's mamash called Rishus HaYochid then. Because Shmuel is moida, we say good after, the mechitzas do go up. It's only yichsarun if the area on top of the roof is more than the base of Sayim, it has a din like a karmelis you can't carry. But here we should be afraid maybe the roof will become less than a base of Sayim. Then it's mamash Rishus HaYochid, and still you come to carry into the karfif, which is a karmelis. Therefore, there's a gzera you can never carry from a roof, even though right now it is more than a base of Sayim, into the Karfif, which is also more than a base of Sayim. Even though really they're both the Karmelis, so the carry Beis and Beis Amish should be Mutter, so there's a gzera, maybe the roof will come into Rishus HaYochid. Fred Gemara, Yochid, you have such a gzera, if so, mi Karfif le Karfif nami lo yitautel. You shouldn't be allowed to carry from one Karfif, from one open park, which is more than a base of Sayim, into another open park, which is more than a base of Sayim. Even though they both have a din like a karmelis, so lechur, you are allowed to carry Beis Amos and Beis Amos, because in a karmelis, you are allowed to carry Dalad Amos. Still, one will make a gzeirom, Dilma Mivchis, V'yosel Tetulei. Maybe one park will become less than a base of Sayim, it'll be a real Rishus HaYochid, and still you come to carry from this park into the next park, which will buy Basa. One will make a gzeirom there by parks also. Buy a park where you have the mechitzas, real mechitzas going up. If the mechitzas become smaller in a base of Sayim, we'll be able to recognize it. You'll see the mechitzas became smaller because they're real mechitzas that you see them. So Kozaman, right now the mechitzas are wider than a base of Sayim. We're allowed to carry from one karfif to another karfif. And we don't make any xeris, maybe it becomes smaller. Mashenken hocho. Here we're talking about the roof. The roof, we say now, has no real mechitzas. It's only a lamdish mechitzah of good asik. We say that the walls of the house continue to go up. But lamaisa, since you don't see the walls on top, it's only a lamdish din of good asik. Since we don't see the mechitzas, there, even if the mechitzas get smaller, it's not minkri. You won't be able to realize, you won't be able to see it. So since you won't be able to tell it so fast, here we make the gzerim. That if you come to carry from the top of one roof into a karfif, that maybe even though right now the roof is wider than a base of Sayim, it's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, that right now it has a din like a karmelis according to Shmuel, still we make exer, you can't carry from this karmelis to another karmelis, because maybe the roof will like cave in a little bit, and you won't realize it. And you won't be able to tell that now on top of the roof there's less than the base of Sayim, it's a real Rishus HaYochid, and you still come to carry into the Karfif. Therefore, the Rabbanim make Gzeri, you can never carry from a roof into a Karfif. That's Pshat according to Chachomim, Ali B'Dishmur. Yeah. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Kishatim Tzolayim, if you would want to tell me, the Divir Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir now Mishnah, is Gagin Rishus LiYatzman. That he holds you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof if they're equal level, is the pshat is all roofs have one shame. Even though they belong to different people, so what? Since you don't live on top of the roof, it's not called a makim yuchid, and you're allowed to carry from one roof into another roof. All chotzers, all front yards, you're allowed to carry from one front yard to another front yard, even though it belongs to different people. And you didn't make an Aruv and Chatzeris together, but Chatzerim are considered one Rishus. So if you have a keli, if you have a chair that started out in the beginning of Shabbos in the Chatzer, you're allowed to carry it from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, providing the both of Rishus and Yochid, they both have Mechitzes around them. It's not called the Shini Rishus from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. And who did not tell you, Karfifais Rishus Liatzman, who didn't carry from one park into another park, it's also called one Rishus, since they have a shame, one shame to it. Like Rashi says, Afilu Hensho Beis Anoshim. Even though they belong to two different people, so what? Still you're allowed to carry. That would be the pshat according to Reb Meir. And the Rashi's Masber, that we see Reb Meir holds one gag to another gag is mutter. What's the pshat? Because what makes the chiluk reshus is only if people mamash live there, like inside a house. But just the fact that belongs to two different people doesn't make a chiluk.
Yeah.
And where it says Vaitanam, Ladivre Chachomin, according to Chachomim Shita in our Mishnah, that they hold no, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, is Gagin v'chatzeris v'shus achas. Still, I tell you that a Gagin a chotzer is considered one v'shus. You are allowed to carry from your roof into even somebody else's chotzer. Even though the Chachomim say you can't carry from one roof into another roof, the pshat is there, svar is, because since underneath the roofs, people live, there are like houses there, and each house is miyucha to you, so it's a separate party, and you have a dira there, people live there, that's mechalak, even on top of the roofs, also is called separate private property, like each rishus is to it, each roof is to its own bailim. Mashenken in the chotzer, nobody lives in the chotzer. Therefore, the chotzer is not called the rishus by itself, so therefore, according to Chachamim, you are allowed to carry from a roof into a chotzer. Because according to Chum, we don't see any gzera like we saw in Reb Meir. You can't carry from a lower Rishus to a higher Rishus. There's no such gzera. The lochavad, we hold this mutter to carry Lamosho from in your backyard, pick up something from the floor and put it on top of a platform that you tvachamai, roch of dalad. So we don't hold from Reb Meir's gzera. That maybe you come to carry the Rishus Rabbi from the floor onto an omud. So according to Chachomim, that they don't hold from this gzera, you're allowed to carry from a gag into a chotzer. It's Rishus Achas. Now Karfifois, Rishus Achasain. Now Karfifois is still a separate Rishus. Even though, according to Chachomim, you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer into a Karfif. By the way, a chotzer is called more of a Rishus, miyucha to the bailim, it's in front of the house. A Karfif is like an open park, it's not called the chlal, part of the house. That's called a different tashmish, that's a different Rishus. So according to Chachomim, you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer into a karfif. That's called a different rishus. So the Gemara though, Ladiver Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon, and the Loch is like Rabbi Shimon, Kulon Rishus Achasein. You're all considered one rishus. A kedli, a chair, that started out in a chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it from a chotzer to a gag, to a karfif. They're all considered one rishus. Since they're not a mokum that people live there, we don't look as if they're different rishuyas, though it's one rishus, providing there are dalav mechitis all around you, you're allowed to carry from one into another. So the Gemara, Tanya Kavosi to Rav, I'll bring your raya according to Rav, and Tanya Kavosi to Rav Yehuda, I'll bring your raya to Rav Yehuda. Tanya Kavosi to Rav, where's the raya according to Rav? That it says, Kol Gagois Ir Rishus Achasein, all the roofs of a city is considered like one Rishus, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. V'yosa Lahalois Lahorid Minagagal Nechotzer, but this is according to Rav Meir, he has his gzera. You're not allowed to carry from a chotzer to the top on the gag, or from the top of the gag onto the chotzer. Or from a chotzer to the gagim. Because there's a gzera, maybe you come to carry the rishus rabim from the floor on top of an omud, which is a rishus yochid. Now, the kelim sheshiftei b'chotzer, or klido that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the chotzer, muta letaltel on the chotzer. You're allowed to carry it all around the chotzer. The gagim, or klido that started out on the top of the roof, Mutla Tautlo Begagin. You'll have to carry it all around the gag, all around the roofs. Obavach loyehe gagavoya yud, I know mechyud div remeya. This is remeya sheet, like it says in our Mishnah. When are you allowed to carry from one roof to another roof? That's only providing the equal level. And not that one roof is 10 tfachim higher than the other roof. Then you have the gzer, like we had before. You can't carry, according to remeya, from one rishus, even though they're both rishus a yachid, if the next one is higher, you tfachim. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say though, "Kol echod v'yechod rishus liyatzmoi." You know, each roof has its own rishus. That since the svara underneath the roof, everybody lives in their house privately. It's called private diras. Who are then on top of the roof also has the same din, like under the roof, like the makam diram. Meila v'yein metaltlam boy ela b'dalit. So this is the rhyme according to Rav. That Rav learned before, according to Chachamim, that's what we say. You can't carry from one roof to another roof. You should know, in between the two roofs, we do not say gudasik, since the mechitzas are not nikur there, therefore one roof is open to the other roof, that you're not allowed to carry more than daladamas on each roof according to Chachamim. So this is a right according to Rav, that here it says kolor, on the roof itself, you're not allowed to carry more than daladamas on top of the roof. This is not like Shmuel, because Shmuel before said, even though one roof was attached to another roof, that standing on top of the roofs, you can't see the walls of the house in between, so it's called Mechita Shena Nikoros. Still we say Gudasik. That was Shmuel Svara. Here it's survived according to Rav that you do not say Gudasik, and therefore one gag, one roof, asas on the other roof, that you can't carry more than daldams. So the Mora Tanya Kavosi the Rav Yehuda, I'll bring you right according to Rav Yehuda, like the last brice we had. Omar Rebbe. Because Rebbe said like this, Kishayinu Loimdim Torah to Rebbe Shimon B'Tekua. When we were learning Torah by our Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon, in the place Tekua. We used to bring up, used to carry oil, the aluntis, and we used to carry towels on Shabbos. Migag legag, we used to carry it from one roof to another roof. Or migag lechotzer, then we jump down into the chotzer. Or michotzer lechotzer, from one chotzer to another chotzer. Or michotzer lekarfif, from one chotzer, from one front yard into the park. The zavada providing law that all along it was a rishus yochid. All along you were surrounded by dalad mechitzis. Or mekarf of the karfif, acher, and from one karfif to another karfif. But by the providing, it was less than a base of sayin. Therefore, you let a metal inside the karfif. Ad sheyinu magin etzel hamayim, until we got to the well. Ki sheyinu reichsim boy, in the well, we used to wash ourselves on Shabbos. This was the ma'isa that you see a riot of you that according to Reb Shimon, kulon is considered rishus achasein, that you're allowed to carry even from a karfif to a chotzer into a gag. Omer Reb Yudah, Yudah said, Maisa, I'll bring another Maisa, that there was a Maisa b'shasha sakona, when they're in sakona, afraid of the goyim, v'yinu malim sefer Torah mechotz legag u'migag lechotz u'michotz lekarfif, likros boy, that we carried the sefer Torah on Shabbos, also the same thing, from a gag to a chotz to a karfif, to read the sefer Torah. Omer Lord, he answered back, no, from this Maisa it's no good. Ain shasha sakona raya. You want to bring me a raya from something that you happen b'shasa sakona? Maybe the rabbanu will bedafka make or b'shasa sakona. But normal cases, maybe you can carry from a chotzer to a karfif to a gag. Therefore, from the first mice is the good raya. It's a raya to Reb Yehuda. that the loch we hold like Reb Shimon, that you should know you're allowed to carry a keri that started out in the chotzer, from one chotzer to another chotzer, to a gag, to a karfev. There's no shini reshus here. Providing that all the reshus are yochel, they all have four mechitzas around them, you're allowed to carry from one into the other. Yeah, more right. We have Shimon Oimer Echad Gagin, the din of the Mishnah, that all roofs have one halacha, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. And who Adin Reb Shimon says, from a roof to a chotzer to a karfif. Now Omar Rav says, halacha k'r Reb Shimon. We talk a paskin like Reb Shimon, but with a tenai. For who shall I irvu? Only if they're in the chotzer, there's no aruvah chatzeris. That means they're not allowed to carry out any kelim from the house into the chotzer. Therefore, normal, if you have a keli in the chotzer, it started out there from the beginning of Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer, to a karfif, to a gag. Aval irvu, what about if in this chotzer there is an eruv chatzeris? That means people are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So it's possible that you have a chair now in the chotzer that started out in the house. Now, such a chair, since it started out in the house, you're not allowed to carry it now from one chotzer to another chotzer, like it says in the Mishnah. V'lo l'kelim sheshiftu b'tech habayis. So therefore, if you have a chotzer that there isn't a ruv chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry any chair or any keli at all into another chotzer. Why? Avol ir v'loi, the gazrinu will make gzera dilma osse le'afukei mani debatim l'chotzer. Maybe you come to carry out from one chotzer to another chotzer the kelim that start out in the beginning of Shabbos in the house. So even though now in this chotzer you have kelim that were there from the beginning of Shabbos, which really you are allowed to carry them from one chotzer to another chotzer, but since in this chotzer there is no ruvah chatzeris, and it's possible to be some kelim that started out at the beginning of Shabbos from the house, and they're also in the chotzer now, so it's gzeira. If you tell me these kelim you are allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, they'll come to carry the kelim that started out in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. And now you carried it out from your house into the chotzer, because you have an eruv chatzeris, and we're afraid maybe you come to carry that keli further now into another chotzer. So therefore there's a gzeira that any time when there's an eruv chatzeris in the chotzer, that it's shchiach to have kelim from the house in the chotzer, you can't carry any kelim at all from one chotzer to another chotzer. That's the way Rav paskins. So tomorrow Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no lekula, that bein irvu, bein shalai irvu, even though there is an eruv chatzeris, and you are allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer, we don't make any gzeirim. And we're not afraid, enichnami, those kelim that you carried out from the house, you're taka not allowed to carry into another chotzer. But if you have a keli that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the chotzer, you are allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer. That's the way Shmuel paskins. And that's where we hold alochem. So the more of a chen omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says the same thing. Mila achshach, or Rashi says, we're not going to resist. Is there any difference? Bein irvu or bein shla irvu. There's no difference whether there is an eruv chatzeris in this chotzer or whether there's no eruv chatzeris in the chotzer. There's no difference whether there are kelim there from the house or whether all the kelim in the chotzer are only from the chotzer. Still, the locher is, any keli that started out in the chotzer, you're allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer. Only a keli that started out in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, and now because of the ruvah chatzeris, you carry it out into the chotzer, you're not allowed to carry that keli further into another chotzer. Because since it started out in the house, it has a din like it's miyuchah to you. And therefore it's also to carry it from your rishus to another rishus. So the Gemara maskiv lo Rav Chizda l'Shmuel, ula Rav Yechanan. So Rav Chizda asked the kasha according to Shmuel and according to Rav Yechanan that they do not make the gzera. Like he asked the question, why don't you make a gzera? Is Yomu, people will say, Shnei Kelim b'chotzer achas. You have two different chairs in the same chotzer. Zem mutter, this chair that was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it into the next chotzer. Vizer osur. Mashenkin, the other chair that was in the house, and now you carry it out to your chotzer, that chair is osur. In other words, of Chizda meant to ask, there's zicha should be gzera. People make mistakes. How could it be that one chair is mutter and one chair is osur? It's possible to make gzera that you shouldn't come to carry the wrong chair. So, and for the Gemara, so Shmuel and Reb Yechonah both hold that Reb Shimon l'taymi. It's not shver on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the shita that holds the shita, and he doesn't make these gzeres. Hey, since even if you carry it out, it's only nistim. The Rabbanon, like look, doesn't mean gzera. The Rabbanon don't make gzera. What's the raya? Rav Shimon the time with Lagoza. Rav Shimon doesn't make these gzeres. It's none. We learned before. Amr Rav Shimon. Lomar hadavah daimer. What is this daimer to? L'sholosh chatzeres. We have three different chatzeres opened up one into the other. Ha'psucha zu l'zu. O'psucha l'rishus rabin. Each chatzer has its own exit to the rishus rabin. So you don't ask a zeh al zeh. There's only a pesach, an opening from one into the other. The halacha is v'irvu shtei hachitzonis imhem tzoyis. The two outer chatzerim made an eruv chatzeris with the middle chatzer. So what's the halacha? He muteris imohen. The middle chatzer is allowed to carry into either one of the two outer chatzers because they both made an eruv chatzeris with it. Fehein, the two outer chatzerim muteris imo. They're allowed to carry their kelim into the middle chatzer. Avobeis hachitzonis, the two outer chatzers. Asurim zu im zu. They're both also, they can't carry a keli from their chotzer into the other outer chotzer, because they did not make an eruv chatzera together. The two outer chotzers are also to carry one to the other. And still, you see, according to Rav Shimon, the middle one, though, is mutter with both outer ones. And the two outer ones are both mutter with the middle one. For loy gozerim, we don't make a gzerim, duma ose lafuke mani the high chotzer, lahai chotzer. Why don't you make Xerah? Maybe the right chotzer is going to carry his kelim into the middle chotzer. Now, if the people in the middle chotzer are allowed to carry into the other left chotzer, maybe they'll come to carry the right chair from the right chotzer into the left chotzer. And it'll be Osir. Elamai, you see, according to Rav Shimon, you don't make these Xerahs, even though it's Osir to do that. But what's mutter is mutter, and we don't make the Xerah. We've out this only Osir with the Rabbonin. His Hokinami, that's the same Shanao Mishnah also. Loi Gazrinon Dilma Ose Lafuke Mani Debatim Luchotzer. Even though in this Chotzer, there is an Eruvah Chatzeris, that it's possible there are some chairs there that came out from the house, still we don't make Xerah to ask the other chairs that are mutter, auto maybe you carry out this chair that came from the house. According to Rav Shimon, you don't make such Xerah. So the Gemara Moser Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the Stakasha to Shmuel and to Rav Yechanan. Rav Shimon says, Echad Gagois, Echad Chatzeros, V'Echad Karfifois, Rishus Achasein. They're all considered like one Rishus, that's the din in our Mishnah, when Lekelim Sheshifton V'Teuchen, only for Kelim that's in the Chatzer itself. V'Loy Lekelim Sheshifton V'Teuchen Bayis, and not Kelim that started out in the Bayis. Now, if you're going to tell me, Bishleimet Irvu, in other words, this Rav Sheshes Vaket, when Rav Sheshes is bringing a raya to Shmuel and to Rav Yechanan, like he's asking Makasha and Rav, he's bringing a raya that Rav Shimon said as a din, even in the case where there is an Eruv Chaserus. It's a raya to Rav Yechanan. Why? Because if you're going to tell me, Bishleimet, I understand if you tell me, the Irvu, we're talking about in this Chotza now, there is an Eruv Chaserus. And you are allowed to carry out kelim from your house into the chotzer. So ahaynu de mishkachas lo mani debatim bechotzer. That's how you have cases that there are kelim from the house in the chotzer. And that's what Reb Shimon has to say in the Mishnah, that those kelim that started out in the house, you're not allowed to carry further into another chotzer. Only the other kelim that started out in the chotzer are you allowed to carry into another chotzer. But Reb Shimon has to say, don't carry out the kelim from the house into another chotzer. That's very good if we're talking about there is an Eruv HaChatzeris here. Then you have Kalim from the house in the Chotzer, so he has to tell you what's the halacha. El Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, Bishaloi Irvu, that Reb Shimon in the Mishnah is only talking about where there is no Eruv HaChatzeris in this Chotzer, Abizoi Hechi Mishkachas Lo Mani Debatim B'Chotzer. How do you have the case that B'chal, you have Kalim from the house in the Chotzer? Like, what does Reb Shimon have to tell us? That these kelim you can't carry out, Pshiti can't carry them further into another chotzer. Since there's no Eruv Chatzeris, you don't have any kelim that come out on Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. You're not allowed to bring them out. So Pshita, any kelim in the chotzer was there from the beginning of Shabbos. So Pshita, you're allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer. Why does Rav Shimon in the Mishnah have to explain himself to say that a kelim that started out in the house, you're not allowed to carry further? And for the Gemara, who Moisiv love whom a farik law, he asked the question and he himself gave an answer. Whom a farik law? The kumta v'sudra. I tell you, we're talking about in a case now where the person's hat or the person's jacket. So lemoshel, your hat tack at the beginning of Shabbos was in your house. Now on Shabbos morning, you decide to wear this hat. Now pshita, you let it carry this hat out into the chotzer. Like even though there's no Eruv HaChatzeris, but you're not really carrying it, you're wearing it. You're allowed to wear Malbushim on Shabbos, so you wore now this hat into your chatzar, and when you came into the chatzar, you took off your hat and left it there on the chair. So this is the case that you could have kelim that started out in the beginning of Shabbos in your house, and now on Shabbos you carry it out into the chatzar, you carry out your hat, or you carry out your jacket. So even though there's no Aruba Chatzeris, still there's a Hegat himself, these kelim could be in the chatzar. So therefore it's good why Shmuel has to explain, Rabbi Shimon has to explain himself to say that these kelim is also to carry further into another chatzar. But there'll be no rioter to Shmuel and to Rabbi Yechner from our Mishnah. It could be the Mishnah is Dafka talking about Dafka Bishalo Yirvu. That's when we don't make the Xerim. How is there a case of kelim in the chatzar then from the house? In the case of you have your jacket or the case of your hat? Yes, Moravaita, and that's Tzadik Allah from the base is like this. Toshima, come in here, bring another raya. That we had before, locha, anshe chotzer, v'yanshem rafeses, she shokhu v'lo yirvu. We have a case where people living in the chotzer, houses opening up into a chotzer, and then from the chotzer they go up, they have a ladder there, they climb up to the rafeses, to the balcony. And they didn't make an amuba chotzeris together, which they could have, since there's a ladder there, there's a pesach between the two of them. So the locher is like this, kol shegvoya yutvachim mafesis. If in the chotzer there's like a platform there that's yutvachim high and it's near the mafesis, so we let the people in the mafesis use it. Pochus mikan, let's say it's lower than yutvachim, then the chotzer, then it belongs to the people in the chotzer. They have a right to be mishtamish with it, because for them it's benachas, and the people on top, it's hard for them to use it. B'medvor mamurin, when do we say this? Shoyu elu sharabim v'elu sharabim. Where in both cases, either chotzer had a few people living there, and no one in this professor, it's like balcony, there were a few apartments open up to the top on the second story to the balcony. The irvu elu liyatzmon, and the people in the chotzer made their own eruvah chateris. The elu liyatzmon, and the people on the balcony, they also made their own eruvah chateris. Oy shoy yechidim, or else the case, each one belonged to yechidim, either the balcony was shoy yechidim, or else the chotzer also only belonged to one person. Shein tzrich and Arav didn't have to make their Eruv Chatzeris. That's when we say it's mutter for them either. This platform, if it's Yutfachim higher, it goes to the Merafesis. Or if it's not Yutfachim, then it goes to the chotzer. Avol ho yusha rabin. Fishachachu b'lo irvu. But let's say this chotzer belonged to a few people, and they forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris there. Then we say, Gag v'chotzer v'yach sadro umrafeses kulan rishusachasein. Then we say, Faket, it's all considered one Rishus. You're allowed to carry the kelim from the Chotzer on top of the on this platform, on top of the Mafestis, it's all considered one Rishus. So the Chorot Tzadiyik here, Taimo, why do we say it's one Rishus? You're allowed to carry the Lo Irvu, only in the case where there's no Eruvah Chatzeris. So then we say it's not Shchiach to have kelim from the house in the Chotzer, so therefore you're allowed to carry from the Chotzer to the Mafestis. Ho Irvu, Mash Meklo, in the case where they didn't make an Eruvah Chatzeris in the Chotzer, that people are allowed to carry the kelim from the house out into the chotzer, then loy, then you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the mafesis. So the chur it's a riot, the chur who's cheetah, this is Reb Shimon Shita, that you're allowed to carry from a gag to a mafesis into a chotzer. And still the Brisa said, it's only mutter b'shaloi irvu. Mashenkin kishi irvu, when they made an eruv v'chatzeris, Vaista, if there is a gzera, like Rav says, you can't carry out the kelim from the chotzer. A gzera, maybe you come to carry out the kelim from the house. And Gemara, no, from this brayse b'chal, there's no raya. I tell you, homani rabbanim hi. This brayse goes according to rabbanim shita, not according to Reb Shimon. Deikanam, you have a raya for you, deloy katoni karfi for movi. Here the brayse doesn't say you're allowed to carry from a chotzer into a karfi, into a movi. Shema mina, mashma, this is the chachomim shita in our mishnah. That the chachomim say, even though from one roof to another roof is awesome, but the Gemara said before, from a roof into a chotzer is mutter. Hu adin, from the roof into a chotzer, into a mafesis, is mutter to carry. But not to a karfif and not to a movi. This is the Chachomim Shita. Say nechnami, according to Chachomim, you write, it's only mutter, adavka, bishalai irvu. Mashenkin, if they made an eruv, a chaser, it's osur. Mashenkin, aloch, according to Rab Shimon, it could still be like Rav, like Rab Yechon and Shmuel Wanataina, that according to Rab Shimon, even though there is an Eruv HaChaseris, and even though you do have kelim from the house in the Chotzer, still there's no Gzera. Those kelim are Osar, but the other kelim that start out at the beginning of Shabbos in the chutzar, you are allowed to carry it from the chutzar to the karfev to the gag to the movi, all over its mutter. Still be the locha like Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel. There's no steer from here, according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yechanan. All right, we'll stop here.